So in 2013, Miguel did something that had everyone in tears. Just literally, I was watching it and I was like, who the hell is this guy? And then boom, there he is. He's sitting in front of me and you are listening to him. That's how life works, right? You have to take risks at some point in life, right? Do something crazy, but then follow up with something else so that people say, oh, yeah, so that's the guy. So if you don't know what you're talking about, this is what Miguel did in 2013.
My name is Miguel Pruguera. I'm 18 years old and I'm from Edenvale.
Miguel?
Yes.
How are you?
Good, thanks, man.
Understand that you're
I'm not touching it.
I do. Definitely something you've never heard before, I hope.
We've heard it all.
No, I'm sure I'll show you.
Okay.
You can hear the nerves.
Have you ever recorded yourself?
And you still had the short black hair.
I don't want to go back to that time.
Go check his picture out. I posted it down on social media. Go check it out. If you don't know who Miguel is, you'll be able to see him. And this video too, I'll share it with you directly after this. Don't worry.
Right. I'm going to sing I Believe I Can Fly by R. Kelly.
Chipmunk at Idols, by the way. A chipmunk at Idols on Idols, South Africa.
That is correct.
You ended up winning the wooden mic.
I didn't win. I was so sad I didn't win. But I got some, like, I was one of the most cringeworthy moments of TV that year.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, that's still a little victory, you could say. But I didn't get the wooden mic. I asked everyone to vote, but
yeah, they don't vote.
You can't win everything.
Come on, you guys suck. Anyway, so after this, right, after this whole legendary moment, this massive explosion where, you know, your videos were played back to back every single, I don't know, every day. In fact, Idols, they like repeating wooden mics.
They do.
Did that ever change, you know, your future in music?
I think most definitely. If I didn't go on Idols, I wouldn't be here today.
Yeah.
It definitely was the foundation which asked people asked me, what do you sound like? What do you really sound like?
Yeah.
If you sing like that, you should be able to sing.
Yeah.
So that's when I actually started experimenting with my voice and posting a few videos and getting responses from people that were very positive, I'd never expected, which started opening the doors for me in the music industry. So it was, a great decision.
Can you believe
it's crazy.
Like literally, like from someone that went in to go mess around and ended up becoming a star. I mean, if you don't know who Miguel is, then I don't know what's happening with you. But you need to get onto Spotify right now. Sorry, not in a bad way.
I appreciate that.
But now, from here to where, man? From here to where? What's new? What do you have? Do you have an album out?
So, obviously, this new song that you'll be playing is my latest single that I've released. But I am working on a couple new projects at the moment. I'm still going for the single releases until my first EP, which will probably be later next year.
Mm-hmm.
I might be writing a ballad next, bit of a nice little, which will have a Spanish version and an English version. So I think I'm going ballad for the next one. So
can you keep that Spanish going for the longest time?
For sure.
Don't care. Even if you're swearing on it, we really don't care. Just keep that Spanish going. Literally, just
I got you.
Now, before I let you go, what is Solo all about? What's the story behind Solo?
So Solo is basically, it means alone in Spanish. Yeah. And the song essentially is about you realizing that you're in this position based on your own actions, based on you've lost someone because of something you've done. And now you're in that realization of being stuck because of something you've done and reflecting on that. And essentially now you're alone. And how does that make you feel? So it's kind of a bit of regret and complete, utter loneliness